Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are in Hong Kong. Wong Chuk Hang was long known as a gritty industrial area cut from the rest of Hong Kong. However, the opening of a new subway led to the neighbourhood changing fast. Now it's a thriving district with galleries and design studios sitting side by side with ongoing heavy industry, but also the home for an interesting food and craft beer scene. Our guides for this neighborhood are King Sin Kok from Young Master Brewery and Monocle's Olivia Rosenman.
How did Young Master begin? What's the origin story?
So it started off 4 years now. Our founder who founded the company moved to Hong Kong and realized there was no good craft beer and no local beer at that time. He was an avid home brewer and decided to quit his day job and start up a brewery.
And what is this loud noise that we're hearing in the background?
A lot of refrigeration going on. This tank, it's 8,000 liters of beer in there, which is kept cold at about 2 degrees, and so there's a lot of refrigeration, so a lot of heat comes out. So these are ventilators actually to extract the hot air out.
Right, and we happen to be recording this in December, which is relatively cool for Hong Kong, but I imagine in the height of Hong Kong's hot and sticky summer, it's quite a trial to keep it cool.
You don't want to be here in the summertime and it does get warm.
I think you guys were sort of the beginning of a new wave of Hong Kong craft beer.
Yeah, certainly. I think 4 years ago, there was no local brewing scene per se. And so now 4 years later, there's about 30 local breweries in Hong Kong now. The fun thing about craft beer is that we are lower volume, so we can make a bigger variety of beers. Here in Young Master, we make some beers which will suit the beer geeks as well. You know, we make 10% double IPA, and we also have a barrel aging here, which up until now no one else is doing barrel aging here in Hong Kong.
So can we try some of the beers?
Yes, definitely.
So this is the Goza salted lime sour. Your first sip you might get a big sour kick because the side of your mouth, your palate is not used to that sour. So have a second sip where your palate's more acclaimed to the sour. You'll find out that the taste comes out a little bit more.
Sour beers are actually one of my favorites. Oh, yeah. I feel like you can really taste that undercurrent of lime.
This beer is called Rye on Wood, and it's an inspiration from a rye whiskey. So we use a bit of rye malt. And as well, when we ferment the beer, we put in a long oak wood toasted stick. So when it's fermenting, it also absorbs all the flavors out from the stick, which will give you some really good woody, vanilla, a bit coconutty characters to that beer.
It's almost creamy. It almost tastes like ice cream.
Yeah. Definitely it's a very creamy, kind of smooth beer, not as carbonated. And this is the beer that we like to also pair with rye whiskey, you know, since it's inspired from that beer.
So you said that this area is zoned industrially. Can you tell me a little bit about Wong Chuk Hang and how it's changing in recent years?
So Wong Chuk Hang has been a very kind of industrial district before. A lot of industrial buildings, some factories, car workshops, and in the recent years it has really developed. Now it's become kind of hip and a lot of businesses have moved in. So a lot of art galleries, graphic designer kind of companies have kind of rented a warehouse space and turned it into their studio. There's also a hotel here called Ovolo, which is turned from an industrial building to a hotel. And our brewery, and actually there are two breweries actually here. There's another brewery down the road, and it's called Black Kite.
What about in terms of food? Because I remember coming to Wong Chuk Hang, you know, maybe 3-4 years ago now, and really having trouble actually finding anything to eat.
Yeah, with a lot of businesses and offices moving in, you know, you got to feed the staff around here. So it gets really busy more on the weekdays. Weekend is a little bit quieter here. But on the weekdays, you have any options from your local Cha Chan Teng to a restaurant in a hotel like Ovolo. There's also a cooked food market down the road, which is like your kind of a hawker style food. And the fun thing, is actually most industrial buildings will have their own canteen. So for us who work here, we can go and check out, you know, different canteens at different industrial buildings.
So let's check out some of your local lunch haunts.
Okay. What you see here is what I was telling you about some canteens for different industrial buildings. So this is one industrial building here. So an eatery like this is quite small. You know, they always have a set menu of 8 dishes different every day. So one can be like kind of a minced pork dish, or one can be a steamed fish dish. So that changes. But you'll also get your essential cha chan tang things like a fried rice or noodles and soup, or fried noodles as well in here.
So cha chan tang, what does that mean exactly?
It actually means like tea house, tea hall, but that is now expanded to not just tea and snacks, but like full-on meal kind of thing.
And it's such an interesting space. It's very utilitarian, not made for sitting around and talking over long meals.
They literally, once you finish your meal, pick up your plate and kind of ask you to leave, you know, because they turn over like 6 times here every lunch. And, you know, it's also communal. So you see these round tables here and they fit 5-6 people. And if you come as a 2, you'll be sitting with, you know, 4 other random people.
Yeah, and it's sort of no nonsense. There's no decorations on the wall. It's all just functional.
No frills, but good food. Sit down, eat, and go.
So if you were going to have lunch here, what would be your go-to meal?
But usually I'll do like a fried ramen noodles with some pork. And my thing is I always like to add a fried egg on top.
Oh,
that's my go-to. Yeah.
All right, cool. Should we walk on?
Yeah.
So we're in the lobby of a very industrial building.
Very, very, very industrial building. And the founder of this place called Pomegranate Kitchen rented out the 4th floor.
And so we're getting into a normal elevator here, but just opposite are these huge elevators that can fit whole pallets of stuff.
And so in this Pomegranate Kitchen is actually a private kitchen.
So what exactly does that mean? Because I think that's a very Hong Kong thing, the private kitchen phenomenon.
Yeah, so it's actually like a handful of private kitchens here in Wong Chuk Hang now. So they've turned industrial space to a private kitchen. Typically what private kitchens are, you know, very small scale, and if usually you have to book and then they will tailor make a menu for you. So I just wanted to show you this space.
So we've come out of the lift and there's a huge trolley full of trash and an industrial dry cleaner here and a lot of concrete and dirty walls, and then this little oasis of light and a white wall and some flowers. So we're just peeking in here, and there's definitely some sort of function going
like
with
a
long
private,
table.
Private lunch, you know. So you can book this space out for like weddings, company events, and so what they can't do here, that's what the sign says here, is that they have a license to cook parties and meals, but they can't cook individual meals and serve as a restaurant. It's just Hong Kong rules.
It's just such a beautiful, unexpected space there with nice white tiles and light coming in the windows.
Actually, one of our Young Master team members did their wedding dinner here.
Nice.
It's good food. It's like a Western meal, but Maria is the founder and the chef. And she's from Lebanon, so there's some Lebanese influence with the food. She plays around a lot with za'atar and things like that.
Nice.
And also pomegranate. That's why it's called pomegranate. So this building I wanted to show you is a bit more fun. They like played around with a lot of these artwork here, and instead of you know, like the building we walked in earlier compared to this, it's night and day, but it's essentially another industrial building.
Yeah, right, because there's big bright artworks on the wall and it's very clean and much more inviting.
So this is Elephant Grounds. It's a cafe, really good coffee, and this is quite cool to like point out. All this woodwork here is done by a local craftsman, a local carpenter. The company is called Start From Zero. He's a real artist and comes up with all these kind of wood designs. Actually, the table you were sitting on earlier in the brewery is also by him. Real Hong Kong craftsmanship. So I'll show you this other place now.
to think. Whoa.
So this is your essential kind of cooked food market. It has a range of stalls here, so you can see even in the ground level, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, probably another 5 there, and upstairs the same thing as well. So each cooked food market will have its own kind of a signature and its own distinction. Here, there's a few Chinese places here, but also Thai places here. This one just opened, they're doing Japanese ramen noodles. This is also another one where it's like quick order, eat and go, but good food, you know.
Yeah, and all these tables are totally crammed together and tiny tables where there's just enough room for the people's plate of rice and their bowl of soup and their phone, of course, and the chopsticks. Yeah. And but so it looks like most of these people work around
all
here.
All of them work around here, you know. There's a Mercedes-Benz workshop there. You can see some of the mechanics here. And
what's your go-to stall?
Here, their famous dish is a deep-fried cuttlefish or squid.
There's a jug of tea on each table as well, right?
The tea is also used for cleaning because you get like utensils there. And of course, they clean it as well. But then some people also rinse them through some water or hot water or tea before they use it.
Yeah. Gosh, I just feel like I could stand up here and watch people all day.
Watch.
Some real characters here.
This has been episode number 66 of Food Neighborhoods. Our guides for Wong Chuk Hang in Hong Kong were Kingston Kok from Young Master Brewery and Monocle's Olivia Rosenman. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.